in the last formal sit of today. I'd like us to do it in the area of the Brahma Viharas, the heavenly abodes, these qualities of the heart mind that start with loving kindness, this kind of friendliness, this kind of generosity towards others, and compassion and sympathetic joy, where we're happy for the happiness of others. And then equanimity, because I'd like us to cover all four of these before the weekend is up. We have mostly in the 30-some years I've been doing Vipassana, we have used the phrases primarily of loving kindness. But more recently, we have, some of us have been doing this radiating metta. And this is what I'd like to invite you to experience today, this radiating metta. It's in the Majjhima Nikaya, and I just can't remember which one it is, but so this is from the Buddha. And in radiating metta, he's not using phrases, he is letting the natural radiating loving kindness, in which tomorrow we'll talk about in terms of love as an awareness, but letting that naturally flow. So we're just inviting it to flow. We're not pushing it. It's not supposed to look like or feel like something. We're letting ourselves be out of the way as best we can in order to do the practice in this manner. And I do a little bit of setup. So first of all, feel yourself here in the room. You know how to do that now. Feel yourself as embodied awareness. You know how to come into the body. I'm using this frame of embodied awareness because awareness is local, even if it's the same awareness everywhere. It's local in this very body, through this very organs. And our own aspirations. Feel the truth of our aspirations. They can be modest and still be very inspiring. It's the direction, not the degree. And then our clarity, whatever level it is, of our values. So we know how to live an intentional life. So in this moment, of each moment of this practice of radiating metta, we are aligning truly with allowing this metta to spread as best we're able. We are truly getting out of the way as best we're able. And we know that. And then knowing that we know that, we can start to feel this bliss of blamelessness. We can feel the innate goodness that amongst all of our other emotions also flows in there, like a well, a deep well, a spring where it's fresh water high in the mountains. Sitting in this knowledge, this acknowledgement, we start to, from the center of our heart, dropping into the center of our heart, this intention of opening our heart, we start to let metta flow to all those that are in the front. in the front of us. So metta, metta, metta to all of those in front. We'll be doing all the cardinal directions. It's not just in this room. It's way in the front. The blocks and blocks across the water. This flow of metta. Friendness, caring, available. Wishing well. Metta, metta, metta. You may feel by a physiological change in the bodies. You may feel a softening of the face at some point in this process. Tears can come. Or you may not have any affect at all, but it feels wholesome. Metta to all those in the front. And letting that metta flow, expanding it now to all those to our right. So all beings to the right, this metta flowing. Kindness, friendliness. Well-wishing. Metta, metta, metta to all those to the right. Flowing metta from the very center of the heart. Heart being larger than the physical heart, like more like the spiritual heart. Metta, metta. Extending out and out and beyond out. Metta, metta. To the front. To the right, and now to all beings behind us. The back of the heart is opening out. Metta, metta, this well-wishing, this caring, may you be well. May you be happy, though, that feeling of that you're this your good spirit is available to move out into the world. Metta, metta, metta. Now extending to the left. So we started at the front, we've moved to the right, to the back, and now we're completing our circle of this flowing metta. Friendness, caring. Metta, metta, metta. All beings being the beneficiary of this being, of this metta. Naturally flowing. Metta, metta, all to the left. friendliness, caring, available. So having completed our circle, let's go around it again. Flowing to the front, metta, metta, opening this energetic heart, this spiritual heart. Metta to all those to the right, metta, metta, caring, 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 friendly, responsive. Metta to those in the back. Metta, metta, to all those to the left, this circle of metta radiating out. The radiation may feel like pulsation to you, or vibration, or flow, or waves, or rays. And now, going to all those above. Metta to all those above. Outward going, outward flowing. Friendness, caring. Metta, metta to all those above. Metta, metta. And then finally to all those below. So we've done front, to the right, to the back, to the left, above. And now we complete by opening this metta to all those below. Metta in all the directions. Just stay in this metta. The felt sense of it. Not feeling a certain way, but your authentic experience. Here, now. Metta, metta, metta. Again, you may feel body change happening because this metta is flowing from within your body. But your aim is not towards yourself except as this radiating metta. metta, metta, metta. The feeling may be one of quiet, or one of robustness. Show of hands, the people, this was the first time of doing radiating metta. First time. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So, our last few minutes here, we got 5 minutes or something of announcements at the end, something like that, for rides, I assume. And
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we got about 15 minutes here to take questions or general points. Yes.
It's announced it as 9 to 4:30.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Isn't that what everybody knew? 9 to 4:30.
Oh, well, then we should stop now. I'm so sorry because in my calendar they put it in at 9:30 to 5, and I prefer 4:30. So.
Okay. Well.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry for anything.
Yeah. Well, no, it may have been totally our side. Who knows? But anyway, I hope that the day was worthwhile to you. I really appreciated the way you participated in the groups and giving yourself fully here to the meditations. I was wanting to hear about your stepping into the Dhamma, so I guess I'm going to have to hear about that tomorrow. So you got to take a snapshot of your emotional feeling and somehow protect it for 24 hours like a... So I'll turn this over to Tracy now.